One page mem in the Maimer Chassidus Atam Mitzvah Hayom Kulchem. As I said before we started, you know the Maimer of course is going itself on Rosh Hashanah, but the avoider of the Maimer is an avoider every minute of our lives, and most of the discussion is not benegeir to specific pratim of Rosh Hashanah itself, but to our general avoida, as we'll see throughout the Maimah. So we're on page Mem, in the Perish of Chassidus Mevarus, on the right-hand side, on the bottom. Zov v'yihi b'yishu en melech b'sasef reishe am yachad shifti Yisrael, that on Rosh Hashanah there's this amazing ingathering of Nishmais Yisrael, of all the Nishamas, that return and rise up to the makor, to the root and source of their existence in that higher world of Knesset Yisrael, the ingathering of Nishmas Yisrael above. And here the Baal Tanya explains the deeper meaning of that mitzias of Vayihi b'Yishur and Melech, that the Malchus of Hashem is revealed as a result of Behis Asif Reshei Am, this ingathering, on the day of the Hamlocha, the ingathering of Nishmais Yisrael, where each and every one of our Nishamas returns to a source. And that is a process that's taking place now as well, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and really Til Shemi Atzeres, which is the day of the Yichud. We'll talk more about this later on. So let's learn inside, on Mem, on the right-hand side, on the bottom, the Melech Hashem's Baruch is revealed bis asif reishayim yachad shifte Yisrael. Peyu shekulam is asim yachad liyus la'achadim ke'echad. All of Yisrael in every generation, on a deeper level, across all generations, all the neshamas gathered together to be one. So he explains, "Vayihi b'Yishur Melech Koy al Rosh Hashanah," that Hashem is Melech. "Vayihi b'Yishur Melech," that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Koy al Rosh Hashanah. "She'oz onu mamlichim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu," that's the day of the Hamlocha, of the coronation, when we're mamlich Hashem upon us. The kingship of Hashem is accepted once again. Kemaim Chazal, Imru Lefanei Malchias, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. And we say the psukim of Malchias, like the Gemara says, we say those psukim, the whole Rosh Hashanah is Melech, Melech, and the psukim of Malchias that we say in Musaf, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, in order that we accept the Malchus of Hashem upon ourselves. V'hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does this take place? What does it mean, Hamlochas Hashem? What does that mean in a deeper level, Hamlochas Hashem? V'hamlochas Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'ayidei b'sasef reishayam yachad shivte Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, b'sasef reishayam, when all of the leaders of the Jewish people gathered together with the tribes of Yisrael. Ayidei his'asvus kol Yisrael yachad. Hashem is king. The Malchus of Hashem is a Malchus, when the Jewish people, every single one, when all the Jewish people gather together. Ayidei Yisaskus Kol Yisrael Yachad, Liyais La'achadim Ke'echad, Atanya says, Liyais La'achadim Ke'echad, to be mamish one, Liyais La'achadim Ke'echad. U'kamoy Haktaris Malach Basav Adam La'avdol. We know that Malchus the Rekiyas, Kemalchus the Ara, that if we want to have a little tiny little taste of the Malchus above, of what it means, then we take a look and study the Malchus, how Malchus is in this world. We look at Malchus in this world. Again, it's a tiny, tiny little mashal. And for people like ourselves who were not raised at all with any musag of Malchus, of royalty, it's especially difficult. But we know that Kamei Haktaris Melech Bosav Adam Lahavdol, that we know that by a human king, when the human king is crowned as king, and the coronation takes place. That the entire nation gathers together and is mamlech, the king. This is a very big subject in halacha. From where does the melech draw the koyach of malchus? Not only is this in halacha, but lahavdil alef alfei havdalim, this is a very big discussion among all the philosophers of the Middle Ages, especially as the malchus of the world, the malchus were developing. The question of from where does the monarch draw his strength? From where does he take his malchus? It's a very big question. What is the meaning of malchus? Is the malchus from God? Is the malchus something that is innately connected to the person himself, the melech? Or is it drawn from the people? Or is the malchus drawn from the people themselves who are mamlech, the melech? The majority of the Balei HaMachshava, whether those who are Eina Ben Bris and those Lahavdil who are Bnei Bris of our people, understand that in Halacha, Malchus, even of course the Malchus receives the stamp of approval from the Borei Olam, from the Creator, and therefore it has to be connected to a Navi and so on, and to the Sanhedrin. But the Etzem HaMalchus is drawn from the people, Ein Melech B'lai Am, from the rutzen of the Jewish people to have a king. That's why when we look at the parshias of Melech in the Torah that we just saw a few weeks ago, and in Navi, it's always a response to the people coming and asking for a king. The reason that in Sefer Shmuel that the Navi and Hashem were upset with us is because the way that we asked. We didn't ask in the right way. But if you look at the wording in the Chumash, the Torah says that you're going to say, Asim alai melech, that you're going to come and ask, can we have a king? And the Achrayim talk about this a great deal. So, Vayihi b'Yishuv melech, again, it's only a mashal, that the Malchus of Hashem takes place by the people gathering together and wanting such a Malchus. Shekol ha'am kulam is'asem yachad u'mamlichem oisei, is'asef reishe am. And now the Rebbe explains the deeper meaning of this unity of the Jewish people, liyos la'achadim ke'echad, that they become la'achadim ke'echad mamish, like one. Kizeu klal gadol, b'kol da'osim sidra d'kedusha, hu b'b'china no, u b'b'chinas no, seifa m'tchilasa, she'ein lo b'b'chinas reish v'seif. It's a klal gadol, it's a great principle. The kol da'asi, that anything that comes from the side of kedusha, of holiness, all that's in the world of holiness, exists in that way of nodes soifan mitchilasam, where the end and the beginning is connected one to the other. I spoke about this Shabbos morning. The first mitzvah of the Torah is peruvu, and the final mitzvah of the Torah that we just learned is writing a sefer Torah. And we learned on Shabbos morning that the purpose of peruvu, the purpose of bringing children to the world, is for the sake of each and every one of them writing a Sefer Torah, meaning to bring more and more Torah and more of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, more Yiddishkeit to the world. The beginnings and ends are always connected. No Seifan b'tchilasan and tchilasan v'seifan. And the meaning of that circle is She'ein lo b'chinas reish v'seif. Where there's a circle, there is no beginning, there's no end. The truth is that by the beginning and end joining together in a circle, there's no longer a linear mitzias, where we have something which is above and something which is below. In a circle, everything is equidistant from the center, from the middle point. Klal gadol b'sitra d'kedusha, he explains. It's a great klal in the Sitra de Kedusha, in the world, on the side of holiness. No, Seifan mitchilasan mitchilasan b'seifan, she'echad ha'perushim b'zehu, she'be'emes, lo shayach loy m'sheyesh madrega b'kedusha she'hi roish b'lvad. In Kedusha, it's not shayach to say that there's a madrega, that madrega is a roish b'lvad. It's that that stands by itself above and higher than everything else. It's not shayach to say that, really. Ela kol inyan shebekedusha gam ze shebemadrega yosem nemucha, in the world of kedusha, even that which is at the lowest point, in other words, even that manifestation of Kedusha, which is Nemucha, Hayoisem Nemucha, which is the lowest, Saif Hamadragis, Yesh by Mila Shalay Nimsis Elabai, it still has a Mila, it still has some greatness, something unique, some advantage that distinguishes it from everything else, so that every other point in that circle of Kedusha, to some degree, depends upon and looks up to this Nakuda of Kedusha, even in that which is the lowest. Which is why when the Torah tells us, Atem Mitzav Hayom Kulchem, the Torah goes from the highest of the Jewish people, from the Reish, all the way down to the Chayke Vitzach and the Shavim Echad, to the woodchoppers and the water carriers, from the highest to the lowest. Atem Mitzav Hayom Kulchem. Shebe'inyin Ma'ilazu Hu HaReish Lagavei Shar Kol HaMadregis. That in that Inyan, this point on the circle, or this Metzius, which is a Metzius, which is lower, we would say, than the other Madregas, this Metzius, as far as that Inyan is concerned, has what to offer all the other characters that are on the circle, that are part of the circle. It has what to give and what to offer. Yesh by Mila Shalay Nimtzeis Ela Bai. It has a Mila that can be found only in it. Kach shebe'inyan Mila Zu Hu HaRosh Lagabei Shar Kol HaMadregos. And that Inyan is the Rosh. It's the leader of all other Madregos. Almost every year when I was teaching, all the years I taught in high school, I taught the 12th grade boys in the class, there was always a bacher that when it came to learning, he was the soif kol hamadregis. I mean, in every class you have the person that holds up the rear, right? And the soif kol hamadregis, we'll call it the water carrier of the class, the soif kol hamadregis. You know, the one that on a test is, I would answer the questions for him in advance. I'd go to his desk while he was taking the test and say, maybe you ought to think about this, or maybe you ought to think about that, and he still was wrong. You know, it was that soif kol hamadregis mamish. And I always, this would become something which was clear after a relatively short time, who was the soif kol hamadregis in the class, in learning. I mean, I always took upon myself to try to see sort of what's his bechinas roish. But what's he a roish? It can't be that he's just a soif. There's no such thing. At mitzvah hayom kulchem, what's the bechinas roish shabai? And in every class over the years, I would find that boy who was the soif kol hamadregis when it came to Oblat Gemara, he was roish kol hamadregis when it came to a certain inyan of tzedakah or of davening. Of Midas Tavis. It's always like that. That each and every one of us could be makabel from him in that way. And then it was a question of how to try to bring that out and to utilize that, you know, to give him certain inyanim to take care of in tzedakah that he was in charge of chesed inyan, or he used to go sometimes to the nursing home there in Queens, that he should be the balabas of that inyan. And it was amazing, because then you'd see that Itaka could learn better than you thought. Then from that, you would see that he was able to learn better. If you try to find the Bechinas Reish Shabbai, what's the Bechinas Reish in a person? In other words, each and every person is part of that circle, and in that respect, even the one who seems to us to be at the end is connected to the top, because that's how it is in a circle. The end is kashur, is bound to the beginning. And it just keeps on going. So it must be that by the saif, there's a rosh. By the end, by the little toe, there must be something all the way from the top of the head. And it's true also the other way, that even in a rosh, even in the person who's could be the most choshev a choshev in learning, there's a b'china saif also. There's a b'china saif. There's a certain aspect of that person that is in need of the others. It's weak. There's a certain weakness in that person. And as he's going to explain, even by Rosh Kolbani Yisrael, even by a big tzaddik, there's an inyan that he's makabel from the Hamoin Am, from a simple Jew. Who Rosh Lagabi Shakalam, the Shabinyan Mailazu, who Rosh, who Ha Rosh Lagabi Shakalam Adregis. That in that inyan, this person, who we would say is the Seif Kalabchinus, looks like he's at the end. But he has a certain Maila. There's a certain advantage and point of greatness that in that respect, he's really the Rosh Lagabi Shakalam Adregis. He's at the top. After Shabishar in Yonim, who Makabal Menashar. Even though in other areas of life, he has to depend on and receive from the others. That's the circle. The Yaisa B'Saif, the Tachtis of Adrakis. Because in those other things, he's the Saif, he's the end. But it's like with everybody in the circle. Lugabi, certain things he's a Rosh, and Lugabi, other things he's a Saif. What this means is that in the world of Kedusha, Ein Loi Rosh V'Saif. There is no real absolute highest and lowest. There is no absolute beginning and end. In the world of Tumah, the Amud, the Peruda, where everything is linear, then of course everything is Madregas. And in Mela, in the world of Tumah, racism and prejudice and sin and hatred, because everything is Rosh V'Saif. Everything is this guy's color skin is white, so he's more choshev because this guy's skin is black. This person has more money, so he's more choshev because this guy doesn't have money. And that whole world of period of tuma, it goes from Rosh Kol Madregas to Seif Kol Madregas, and in that world, it's a world of period of division and of separation where everybody has to fit into a certain place in the totem pole that I spoke about last time, which is of a desire, that totem pole of the hierarchy of higher to lower. Which doesn't mean that in the world of Kedusha we don't recognize Kahanim and Nevi'im and Tzaddikim and Rebbes and Rosh Hashivas and the halachas of how to treat a parent, a grandparent, an older person, of course. But in Pnimius, even the highest Madrega depends upon the lowest Madrega and is Makabal from the lowest Madrega. So there are two Bechins, and that's why there are two ways that we see the spheres. We see the spheres in a linear way, all the way from Keser down to Malchus, and there's also another configuration of the spheres that are circles, one within the other, circles. Another way of learning and understanding the spheres. Yosher and Igulum, which he explains here. V'ru b'chines Igulum, shenimshach b'chines Seif Kol Almin. This circle that's infinite, that never stops, where there is no real Reish and Seif, this is called in the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's called Egulim. Egulim means circles. Shenimshach mebchinas Seif Kol Almin. This reality of this very, very deep reality of Egulim of circles. This is possible because of that reality of Hashem Yisbarach that's called Soyvev Kol Almin, which we were zeichet to learn about many times in earlier Mamorim. Soyvev Kol Almin, that Hashem Kivyachol surrounds all worlds. Soyvev Kol Almin. In Yinzeh, the Ein Loi Bechinas Reish V'Soyv. This Inyan, there is no beginning and end, highest and lowest. Nikra B'Kisvei Arizal B'Shem Igulim. This is called in the Kisvei Ha'ari, Igulim, circles. K'may Igul Gashmi, like a physical circle, She'ein Le Rosh V'Saif. She'ein Le Rosh V'Saif, that does not have a beginning, a higher point, and a Saif, an end, a lower point. Derak B'Dov She'esh Lo K'tzavais, Nitan Lo'imer She'has Chalosei Hi Me'echad Min HaK'tzavais. Only where we have two ends of something, two edges or ends, can we then say that it begins by point Aleph, by one end, and it concludes, it ends by the Seif, by the other end? Aval Dover Ogle, but when we have a circle, that's why the Chalas now, by Rosh Hashanah the Chalas, we begin to eat our round. Every minig of Klal Yisrael is rooted in something very, very deep. And it's because of this inyan of Malchus, of Ein L'Rosh V'Seif, of this Asef Rosh Ha'am, of Igulim, that is revealed at this time of the year, that the Chalas Davka should be round. And it's not a klenikite to make fun of, to say, there's no difference to me, and I have a few long Chalas in the freezer, you know. You should davke eat round chalas. That's a minig of Klal Yisrael. You don't have to have raisins. But round, again, I'm not talking about halacha. If you don't have a round chal, you could obviously eat a regular chal or a matzah or whatever. But it's a very, very choshev thing to have davke this time, to have round chalas. Aval davar ogul, she'ein like tzavais, that doesn't have ends. Doesn't have ends. It's round. You can't point to any part of a circle and say, that's the beginning. What do you mean that's the beginning? That's the beginning. Say it's the beginning. It's part of the circle. It has to be that way in a family also. It has to be that way in a family too. It has to be that way in a marriage also. Even though there are different responsibilities, a husband and wife, and everybody in the family has a responsibility, but in Pnimis, it has to be B'Asif Reishayam. It has to be a B'china of Igulim. That's why Jews dance in circles. Goyim don't do that. Goyim don't, maybe sometimes they do. Some of them, maybe in certain cultures they do it. Many things that have been taken from us. We'll talk about the dance soon. But B'derech Klal, certainly in the newer cultures, in the baby cultures of the West, dancing is mostly not in a circle. It's not in a circle. And it's something which is the hepech of Kedusha. It's misitra de tuma. It's in the alma de piruda. Therefore, it's not with everybody in a circle holding hands. But the rikudim of Klal Yisrael, the rikud of Yidden, is always in such a way of circles. Always. And even if the couple of chassan and the father, whatever, dancing, whatever, or the kala and her mother, but it's inside of a circle. It's in the circle. They don't go someplace. It's with everybody in a circle. It's inside the circle. Everything is circles. And we go in such a way, everything is a circle. You can't say by a circle, that's the beginning, or that's the end. And in Ruchnias, Zerachilik, and Dava Mugbul, Dava Bilti Mugbul. This we understand is the difference between something which is finite. Something which is finite has two ends. It has a beginning and an end. But that which comes from the world of the Ruach, of the Spirit, is bilti mugbal, bilti gvul. It doesn't have a gvul, it doesn't have a boundary or a border, it doesn't have a beginning and an end. Shadava mugbal, something which is limited and finite, yesh loy tchila, it has a beginning, hanakudish misham hias cholas mitziyuso, the beginning is that point from where it starts, from when it's born, or where it begins, when it starts, in physical reality, there's a starting point, there's a beginning. That which is finite has a beginning. V'yesh le'sof. And it has an end. Hamakom shebo mistayem es metziyuso. That place where its metzius concludes. Where its metzius concludes. Mesh enikin dover b'lig vuli. This is not the case with that which is in Ruchnias, in Kedusha. It's davar b'li gvuli. It's without boundaries, edges, borders. Ein lo tchila v'sof, and therefore it does not have atchila v'saif. Ein lo atchila v'saif. The imloy kain ein mitzius are built in mugbelis. Because if that's not the case, then we couldn't speak of it as being infinite. If it has a beginning and an end, that means it's finite. Because where there's a beginning and there's an end, it means there is some place where it isn't. There's some place before it began and there's some place after it ended. It means there's a place where it isn't. And if there's a place where it isn't, it means that it's finite. It's not infinite. Look at footnote 7. Re'ei gam Rabbeinu B'chai. He brings from Rabbeinu B'chai in Truma. The Perish Maim HaChazal. This is the dance we were talking about at the end of time, the big, big Rikud. In the future, the Gemara says at the end of Tanis, Hashem is going to make a circle of tzaddikim. It's going to be a big circle, a big dance. The Chazal are telling us in their mysterious language, the Chazal are telling us with this circle at the end of time is the greatest and deepest immeasurable joy and pleasure that is going to be experienced. The infinite pleasure that is going to be experienced being in the presence of the radiance of the divine Shechina, of the Shechina Kedosha, the Tanuk She'ein Lo Sof, infinite Tanuk, infinite pleasure. All the pleasures of this world have a beginning and end, and it's usually not much in between. All the pleasures of this world, a beginning and end. They're finite. And all of the pleasures of this world are short-lived. However, the ultimate tanag that's going to be la'asad lavai is infinite, and therefore is described as asakash baruch alasas mochel et tzadikim, that Hashem is going to make us, all the Jewish people are going to stand in a circle. Uhu yeshev b'nem, and he's going to sit in the center. And every one of us is going to point and say, Zah Hashem kivim alay. Here is Hashem for whom we longed and waited. That's the description of the Tanug, of the joy and delight and pleasure that's going to be at the end of time. Shahamochel hu igul ve'emle reish v'saif. This a circle, that dance is described in such a way as a circle which does not have a beginning or an end. It's infinite. Lekach himshil tanug anafashis. This is what Rabbeinu B'chai explains. And therefore, this is what Chazal used as a mashal, a circle, a dance, is what Chazal used as a mashal for the tanug hanafashis, for the great, deep, immeasurable, infinite pleasure of the souls. She'en lo sof, l'mochel, she'en lo sof. The pleasure she'en lo sof is compared to a mochel or to a machal, she'en lo sof, to a circle that doesn't have an end. Back inside, right above over there. V'hanimshol mizeh. The nimshol of this, l'mala, sh'or ein sof baruch hu, kishmai kein hu. The infinite light of God is exactly that. The or ein sof, the infinite light of God, is infinite. Sh'ein lay sof v'vul. It doesn't have something that where it begins or where it ends. There are no borders or boundaries. Therefore, when this infinite light of God is revealed, it is referred to in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh as circles, igulim. As opposed to other ways that Hashem's light is revealed, that's called yosher, linear, or a line, straight, which is the bechina of memale kol alman, Hashem's light that fills all worlds. There are differences between how one Jew experiences Hashem and how another person experiences Hashem. As far as the light that fills our lives and fills all worlds, there are kahanim and levim and yisrael. Certainly there are different madregas as far as that's concerned. Because that is referring to, as it explains in footnote 8, that is referring to the Or HaElokei HaMetzumtzem HaMugbal, That's referring to the limited aspect of Hashem's presence that we experience and feel in our lives. So there's no question that there are certain places that a Kohen can go to that a Levi Yisrael can't go. That's true. And there are certain things that a Melech can do that a regular Yid can't do. And there are certain hanhogas, there are certain behaviors of kavod and so on for a Talmud Chacham, for an older person, and there are chilukim adregas. And so there are certain places in the world where one comes into greater contact, can come into greater contact with the Shechina than others. You go to Yerushalayim. So that's more of a choshev, a place of hiskashus, than being outside of Yerushalayim, someplace else in Eretz Yisrael. And then even in the world, of course, as we move further and further away from the center of the world, from Yerushalayim. So there are different bechinas, there are different ways that we experience God in different places and at different times. All of that is a hamshacha, a reflection or an experience that's coming from the light of Hashem that is called Yosher, or Memale Kol Amin, the linear expression of God's presence that fills all worlds, meaning that you and I can experience, and that is an experience that depends on time and place and the level that a person's on. Igulim circles the infinite. That is drawn from the higher bechina of the infinite light of Hashem, or Ein Sof, which is a circle. In that world that Sovev Kalam, that surrounds all worlds, everything of this world, all the madregas and different bechinas of time and space and person are betalim v'vetalim lo shariun v'lo kayam, don't exist at all. And there, in that level, everything is like a drop that's just part of the big ocean of godliness, Sovev Kol Amin, which is without any tzimtzumim, without any limitations or constrictions. That's Sovev Kol Amin. You know, once it's a famous mice. I'm not going to tell it the way it should be told. We'll take the rest of the time just to tell you for 2 minutes. But there's a mice that's brought down. It's brought down in the from the Rayatz from Lubavitch. He brought it down. It's brought down in many places. that there were some of the big Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh harbored inside of their hearts some resentment. I don't know, it's not the right word, resentment. They were big tzaddikim, but they had hakpad that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was machshev the simple Jews very, very much, and he spent a lot of time with the simple Yidden, and these big tzaddikim always felt it was on their cheshbon that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was always saying such big lashonos about the wood trappers and water carriers. The Baal Shem Tov spoke about them with such haflogas and how great their kedusha and how great they are. And here the Baal Shem Tov had all these great talmidim, and I guess they felt that they weren't getting that kind of attention or whatever. On their madrega, there was something, and they were once they were sitting by the table with Baal Shem, and the Baal Shem Tov felt that this was something that was going on, because it was something that he had said earlier. This is something that the Talmidim were thinking about. Some of the Talmidim had on their minds. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told them to hold, that they should each hold each other's hands in a circle, to hold each other's hands together with him, and to close their eyes. And when they did that, again I'm skipping because they're more pratim, when they did that, they were able to see at that moment in one of the little shtiblach in town, whether it was the water carrier shtibl or the wood chopper shtibl, I don't know, but the simplest Jews in the world got together to say tillim for something. There was some problem somebody had, the child wasn't bachleis, and they came together to say tillim. And when they were holding their hands together, the Talmidei Baal Shem were holding their hands together, they were able to see what kind of a commotion this was causing. In Shemayim, the simple Jews sang Tillim, in the shtiebel. What was going on with all the malachim and unbelievable tumult in the whole place? That shtiebel, they saw like on fire, like a fire, and the fire was going up to Shemayim. It was a whole thing. It's printed in the back of many of the Ayel Yosef, the Lubavitcher Tillims. It's printed in the back into many of the Tils Hashem Siddurim also, the story. And the Boshad of Kaddish explained to them afterwards that the Inyan of a Pasha Tiyid, what's the Inyan of a simple Jew? And how the entire Jewish people, Makadim, Demi, Dem, need, one needs the other. But it's interesting, I always thought about how that part of the story, how the Baal Shem Tov had them all hold hands with each other and be in this circle. It's an interesting part of the story that you could just skip over because it doesn't seem to be the main point. But I think it's a very important part of the story. That otherwise they couldn't have felt that, they couldn't have seen it. Only when they became part of that, of the igul, of the igulim, of the mechol, of the circle, of that dance, and that energy was passed along one to the other from the Heilige Baal Shem, who placed them back into that circle of Vayhi Bishrin Malch B'Sase Freshi Am, were they able to see how even the simplest little Jew who couldn't even make an aleph from a base, how the simplest Jew has an unbelievable maila with his tilim that they don't have. That the great students of Baal Shem, with all the, how brilliant and whatever, the biggest geniuses, they didn't have the maila of the tilim zugah, that was saying tilim, that they didn't have the kayach to be able to cancel a decree, like those Jews that were doing it in the shtiebel. But only when they made that circle, the Baal Shem Tov made such an inyan that they should become a circle in order to be able to experience that and to feel it and to see it, to enter into the world of igulim, which is why we dance, especially this time of the year. Once we do tshuva, then we're able to be part of that circle. That's why we could have Simchas Torah. Shmi Yetzer Simchas Torah after Rosh Hashanah, we're able to have the igulim, the inyan of the dance to Matzah Yom Kippur. When all of the smallness is cleared away, and all of the I'm better, he's better, she's better, I'm this, he's that, all that stuff is cleared away. Matzah Yom Kippur, then we could dance, and then Shmi Yetzer, the whole sukkah, the hakafis, Shmi Yetzer, and Simchas Torah, and at Simchas Torah, everybody gets an aliyah. All the guys get an aliyah on Simchas Torah. What's everybody getting an aliyah on Simchas Torah? Ain't le reish, ain't le soif. Usually an aliyah, when the person walks back down from the Sefer Torah, he doesn't say it, but he looks at everybody. Shkai, I got an aliyah. An aliyah means I went up higher than you did. Not that a person thinks. I mean, but there's such an inyan that I got an aliyah. That means that they're madragas. I was Ayla, and you stayed down. That's what an aliyah means. I got an aliyah. I went up, and you stayed there. Right? So when it comes to the whole year, they're chalukim madragas. I'm a balavayda. You're not a balavayda. I'm a kohen. You're yourself. I'm a this. You're that. Different bechimas. When it comes to Simchas Torah, after the tshuva of Yom Kippur, so after that tshuva, then all Klal Yisrael is ain't le reish, ain't le seif. That's what we sing. That's what we learn. Zayis Abroch, Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasei Vayishayam. Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasei Vayishayam. Yachad Shifte Yisrael. Simchas Torah. That's an important part of Simchas Torah. Those words. Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasei Vayishayam. Then everybody gets an aliyah. Everybody gets an aliyah. No chilukim madragas. No chilukim madragas. And then we say Mishaberech Hasavos Yivarech Hasabanim. All the menhagim of Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah is all menhagim. It's not mishas. It's the most amazing free for all. There's no other free for all like that in all of Yiddishkeit. Simchas Torah is a free for all, within a certain mezgaris. But it's an amazing day because it comes from the world that Sofer Kalam. It comes from the world of circles in a very deep way. It comes from the Sofer Kalam. That's why it doesn't have a ration of Seif Simchas Torah. Even the strange thing that they're dancing with the Seif Torah and the other Yidden are standing there schmoozing, and this one then there's a couple of older people sitting over there, sitting in their chairs. And even if you're not old, so the post can make that you could sit down, Simchas Torah. So how? They have all kinds of explanations. Allah, how can you sit down? There are 10 Sifrei Torah running around the room. And what are you doing sitting down? It's an amazing day. It's all igulim. There's no tchila v'sayf. There's no rosh v'sayf. There's no higher and lower. Everything is like one. Everything is one. You begin the Torah, you end the Torah. Chasen Torah, chasen Bereishis. It's half of the whole day. Everything about Simchas Torah. And that's why to eat challah, just to eat stuffed cabbage on Simchas Torah, to eat things that are round. The round challahs and the challahs and the Indian of Kreplach. This whole time of the year, after Yom Kippur, a person enters into something which is soivev, which is infinite, which is a circle, which is surrounding. No bechinas reish v'soif. Say to somebody, how dare you sit? There's a Sefer Torah standing, you're sitting. So you say, I'm also Sefer Torah. I'm also Sefer Torah. Who are you? You're a nobody. I'm a nobody the whole year, but not today. I'm also Sefer Torah. It's an unbelievable day. I'm also Sefer Torah. There's no reish, there's no soif, there's no tchila, there's no something. Everything is part of that circle. Everything becomes part of it. Without Madregas, without Chalukah Madregas. The only other day of the year where we touch that Inyan is Purim. Because Purim is Yom Kippur, and it's Yom Kippur. That's not fit to talk about now, but that's why we have by the Sud also this Kreplach. Whenever you clap this Kreplach, that's a klal, you know that. Right? Whenever you clap this Kreplach. That's part of this too, because that's a mapola, that's the destruction of our enemies. So we know that when you have kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur, you eat kreplach, because then we clap al chayt, that's your clap, and you shlok aparus and you clap al chayt, so then you eat kreplach. Then by Hashanah Rabbah, we eat kreplach also. Because that's when we clap with Hashanahs. And by the Purim Suda, when we clap Haman. So then we also have Kreplach. So what's the meaning of? There are many explanations. But Lefi, what we're learning now, we understand that the ability for our enemies to have any influence over our lives, from the Yetzer Hara all the way till the big expressions of the Yetzer Hara, whatever that is, whatever Malchus of Edom, of Yishmael, our enemies. The only ability they have to affect us, to influence us, to hurt us, is from the perspective of Mimalikal Amen, with their gvulim, with their limitations, from the perspective of Klai Yisrael in their limited form. But when Klai Yisrael tastes of their unlimited, the unlimited, infinite edition of Klai Yisrael, so then we laugh at the other side. It's a joke. And so we give a clap. Hashanah Rabbah, which is the Chisum Hadin, all the Indian of Hashanah, I'm not going to explain now. Clap the Arabis, the Hashanahs, on the floor. Erev Yom Kippur, of course we can't eat on Yom Kippur, but on Yom Kippur is the Seal Azazel. We take Esav, Amalek, we take all of them. Gone, it's nothing. We throw it off the mountain, it's a joke. Purim, we live at the tents, at Haman and his family hanging. It's a joke, it's not a problem. Make the whole thing v'nahapechu. Wherever there's the v'nahapechu, it means that that circle is revealed. Because in the world of v'nahapechu, there's nothing linear. It's always a circle, because that's things are upside down and back inside out, outside in, is v'nahapechu, is the circle. So we eat kreplach. If you like, you have some knedlach. You have round challahs, but it's reflected in every single minute of the dancing of Purim and Yom Kippurim and the Shanis, we make the seven Akafas of Shani Ravna, and the dancing of Simchas Torah. It's that Bechina ve'igulam of Soviv Kol Amin, of surrounding all worlds. There's also a taste of that by Chasna, by way, which is the meaning of the Chuppah, and the dancing, and the circles that the Kala makes around the Chasna. It's also revealed at a Chasna, such a Madrega of igulam, of Einlei Reish, Einlei Seif. But those are the highest moments. And therefore, at those highest moments, the other side, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, is given a clap, is given a patch, and is reminded that its end is going to be soon, and that the world for what it really, really is, the world, is not the way that it looks, is not what you think. That you're on top today, that tomorrow you're not going to be anything. There's nothing from that. Whole inyan of the totem pole that you built is nothing. And that's the inyan of Soiviv Kal Am. That's the Nimshal, just read again. The Nimshal Mizelamala, again, the last paragraph on page Mem. The Nimshal Mizelamala, Sha'or Ein Soiv Baruch Hu Kishmai Kein Hu Sha'in Lai Soiv HaGvul, without a Soiv, without a Gvul. L'chein ha'giluyim shel or ein soif baruch hu nikru b'kisveri b'shem igulim. U'b'zari nikru or ein soif b'shem soiviv kol almin. In the Zohar it's referred to as the infinite light of Hashem that surrounds all worlds. Sh'ein ha'perish is soiviv ha'makif, page mem aleph. This doesn't mean that it's soiviv ha'makif milamal b'pchinis mokim chas. I'm not talking about something physical. That there's a light, some physical light of God that is physically surrounding the world. That's not what it means. Chas v'shalom. Shayim eloi chalor is kevoida. Obviously, Hashem's light fills all reality. Everything is God, and it doesn't mean that God is around the world physically. V'hainu or ein soif. Ela nikra soivev, the reason it's called soivev, surrounding or a circle, al shem she'en lei soif. It's called Soivev because, like a circle, it has no end. That's why it's called Soivev. Not because physically there's a ring around the Earth like you have around Saturn, so there's a ring around the Earth or around the universe. It doesn't mean a ring. It means this circle that we're talking about, that's infinite. The circle means that which is infinite. Alinikwa Soivev al Shem She'en Lo Soif. Al Shem She'en Lo Soif. V'chein Nimsho Li'igul She'en Lo Reish V'Soif. Therefore, it's compared, it's referred to as an eagle, as a circle. She'ein lei reish v'soif. Be'ez Hashem. Mishu b'zayich, if Gemach, Sima Tov, each and every one of us.